You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. The MIDI modernization movement, as it's called, is well underway. Sophomore Donovan Henderson had a big smile on his face when thinking about the changes from last school year to this one.
It's hard to explain with words, but I can just say it's amazing.
Henderson stands in the lobby of the renovated Middletown High School, part of a $96 million project that included a new middle school.
The new building, like, it just represents, like, the new kids' attitudes, like, extremely well. Everybody's, like, a lot even more enthusiastic about coming here. Kids in Middletown, they always had an enthusiasm about their education and about school and being here with their friends. But now it's even better.
One person who's a big part of the changes is Superintendent Marlon Stiles. He's one reason Middletown has been asked to join the League of Innovative Schools. As part of that, Stiles is promising to support Digital Promise research, engage with entrepreneurs, participate in league collaboratives, and more. Stiles says part of the mission is to address the equity and access gap that's present not just here, but across the country. In the Middletown School District, he notices
an unreal amount of energy across our district and our MIDI modernization movement. Our staff, it doesn't matter your title or position, our staff are 100% all in with some off-the-charts excitement to really transform how we're educating kids.
Here's an example. Instead of being inside the traditional classroom with desks and blackboards, kids in this freshman science class are out in the hall in what is now a flexible learning space with elevated tables. The furniture can be easily moved to create different spaces. Teacher Julia DeHaven has assigned a digital poster picturing the different types of friction.
And so this is just a way to utilize and learn a little bit more about the digital tools that we have, while a fun way to, you know, continue to work on force.
STEAM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math, is a big focus for the entire district. And with bright color schemes and digital displays, kids from K through 12 can come together with their own classmates and learn in ways they haven't before.
So imagine what your English 1 course can now be like. If you take it out of the walls of the classroom, introduce the virtual experience behind or right in front of that green screen, how that really brings the academic experience to life, makes it a little more authentic.
Even in middle school, there are so-called maker spaces where students gather to work on themes like coding and robotics.
The whole concept here is that students way beyond just a classroom size of 25 are able to come into an environment such as this and collaborate on a much larger scale.
Stiles says the League of Innovative Schools was looking to diversify its membership, and Middletown's urban demographic makeup and use of technology fit the bill. Middletown Schools spokeswoman Elizabeth Beadle says the district will look to other school districts to get even more creative ideas.
You know, how can we think outside the box? Ohio's problems are not our problems, but maybe someone in California has an innovative way of thinking that we just haven't looked at yet.
Middletown City Schools realizes it's not rewriting the book on the use of technology, but for the district with below-average state report cards, it's generating excitement that's helping students turn things around. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.